Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Lepp. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Casper Asphornsen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Ollie Sachs. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Betancourt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Strzelecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Strzelecki. And now, play ball. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball towards left. Rothrock settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rothrock. Sachs moves to second. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive towards short. Gerber catches it and throws to second to double up Sachs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kasper Asbjornsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asbjornsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strelecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden takes first base on ball 4. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Strelecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strelecki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields the ball and throws to McFadden covering. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynisch. The throw from Asbjornsen and he is safe. Maynisch steals second. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannon takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Strzelecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strzelecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Strzelecki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kasper Asbjornsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asbjornsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Asbjornsson strikes out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball towards center. Lepp catches it and throws to Reagan, who relays to Toth to double up Sachs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 0 for 2 in the game. Toth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Betancourt and he is safe. Rothrock steals second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. Tate moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate scores. Reagan moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Casper Asbjornsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asbjornsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Asbjornsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Brannon trying to get to third. Lepp throws the ball into Meyer, who tags Brannon for the out. McGowan moves to second. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke pinch hits for Ed Strzelecki. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McFadden hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. McFadden reaches second base with a double. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepp bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Brannon covering, for the out. McFadden moves to third. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kaufman. Rothrock moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Betancourt to Kress covering second. The throw back to home, and Rothrock is out at the plate. Tate moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Blue is called out on strikes. One out. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Sachs strikes out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-3 in the game. Schulte hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kasper Asbjornsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asbjornsson is 0-for-3 in the game. Asbjornsson hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Betancourt for a passed ball. Reagan moves to second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McFadden takes first base on ball 4. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepp hits a line drive towards third. Sachs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brannan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Betancourt hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. McNeely reaches second base with a double. McGowan goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Red Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. McNeely moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.